Yep, Wednesdays. Mark Schlereth joins the show to talk NFL. He's from NFL on Fox 104.3 The Fan in Denver, and he joins us right now here on Bickley and Marotta. What's up, Mark?
How are you guys, man? Great to be with you.
Always great to have you on the show. Four teams remaining, but the big question, obviously, is Patrick Mahomes. I know he practiced today on a limited basis. Do you have any doubt that Patrick Mahomes will be full go by the time Sunday rolls around?
No, I don't have any doubt. You know, the concussion protocol is interesting. He was never actually diagnosed he goes into concussion protocol, but there was never a diagnosis of a concussion.
Never.
That I've heard of. And so you've still got to go through all the steps. I understand that, but I think you can hopefully expedite, as long as it's healthy and as long as it's safe, you know, that process. It was just a weird thing because the whole injury issue just felt weird to me, you know, mm-hmm. when he stumbled around there. It's almost like he lost his breath or something. I don't know what happened, but it's good news that he's practicing on a limited basis. And, you know, here we are on Wednesday. I'm sure he'll have a little bit more time as the following days go. And as long as he's kind of good to go on Friday and Saturday, I think he should be fine to play.
Now, have you ever had your bell rung to that point where you went to stand up and you're like, wow, I can't feel my left foot. I can't stand up.
That used to be standard operating procedure. I mean, I used to knock myself out all the time. To where, you know, you black out for 4 or 5 seconds and kind of wake up on the bottom of a pile. And that was, you know, I mean, that back in my day was just fine. You know, there was no issues with that. So, I mean, it changes, obviously. You know, people get worried about it. I don't live my life that way. I don't concern myself that way. And it's part of what we all do and the part of the risk that every one of us took. But, yeah, sure, you know, see okay. stars and – you know, and where you're kind of like a little bit punch drunk, walking back into the huddle and try to get your faculties together. Yeah, sure. All the time.
Mark Schlereth, our weekly NFL guest. He joins us here on Bickley and Marotta. Staying on that game, obviously Kansas City is Kansas City. They're hosting the championship game for the third straight year. That's an accomplishment in itself. I agree with you. I think Patrick Mahomes will be full go. But something about this Buffalo team strikes me as special. Do you get that feeling, and how do you gauge their chances of going to Arrowhead and winning this game?
They're a really good football team. It's interesting because as I prepared to do one of their games earlier this year, it's a really interesting kind of matchup or a really interesting team. You know, you think of Buffalo, the cold weather, all the stuff, and you think, oh, they're going to run the ball and they're going to dominate. And they are a spread football team. They are a 3-by-2 formation. They are a 4-wides formation. And, you know, it's interesting because you look at, like, the chemistry they have on the offensive side with their quarterback, Josh Allen. Beasley does not run a normal route tree. He is kind of the get-open guy. Everything is an option route inside. And he looks at the game. He sees the game just like the quarterback does. So they are so dialed together. And it's funny talking to Josh Allen about Stephon Diggs. He's like, Stephon Diggs would drive just about any quarterback in the league crazy because he's never where he's supposed to be. Like if it's supposed to be run at 6 yards, he may be at 9 yards, he may be at 4 yards or whatever. But, you know, they have this chemistry together. It's almost like 80s football. Just get open. And they have that together where they really are dialed in. And it's just an interesting thing to watch them execute their offense. You know, it's so funny because we get so enamored, like, you know, the combine season. I know the combine's been canceled, but the workout season, you know, is upon us, you know, and we're going to get all excited about some idiot that ran a 4.3 40, you know, and we're going to be like, he's going to be the greatest player in the history of football. And I had a coach tell me something this year that just really resonated with me, because it's not your ability to run fast. Everybody can run fast. Like, what the hell is the difference between a 4.38 and a 4.42? Like, really, what's the difference?
Yeah.
It's not your ability to run fast, it's your ability to stop fast. It's your short range burst. It's your ability to stop and cut and get out of there and create separation. Because that's what's different. And if you have the ability to stop on a dime, you've got the ability to be open. And you know what? The more I watch the game, the more it resonates with me. Those are the guys that always have this short yard, the short range, just separation. Yeah, you know, that short range quickness that allows them to separate, that ability to, you know, come off the ball like you're running a go and then stop and turn around, and the DB is still gathering his footwork, you know.
Yeah.
That's the difference, and they have that in Buffalo, man. They have a really good system and really good players.
What do you make when you look at this Tampa Green Bay matchup, knowing what we all know about Tom Brady's ability to rise to a moment? Clearly he's not the same guy he was, but when the game gets crazy, he's got a real good ability to zone in, quite obviously. How do you think that plays out this weekend?
Yeah, not as good as I once was. Wasn't that the Toby Keith song? Not as good as I once was, but as good once as I ever was.
Right, exactly.
Like that. Right, that's Tom Brady. Like, he just has that. He just has that ability, and he's got that believability. Right, I think that's the most important. Like, everybody just looks to him and says, "Hey, man, we got Tom Brady. We got a chance to win," and they buy into that. And by the way, I mean, Tampa is they're so talented defensively. You know, their linebacking core. I mean, Devin White has a rocket up his ass. He's just flying around hitting people, and the guy's unbelievable. I've gotten to cover him. He's one of my favorite players to cover. He's just phenomenal. And so they've got great players. They've got a great scheme, and they have grown into this scheme. You know, they have this nonverbal communication and what they want to do, and they're tied together now. So they've got that ability. I'll tell you the other thing with Green Bay, which has just been phenomenal. You know, everybody talks about Aaron Rodgers, and rightfully so, he's great. But think about, they lost an all-pro left tackle to a practice injury, mm-hmm. tore his ACL. They take Billy Turner, who's their starting right guard, he's started at right tackle. Hey, move over to starting left tackle. And, oh, by the way, you know, shut out the Rams, who, and I get that Aaron Donald wasn't full strength, but the Rams have, I mean, they are awesome. You know, defensively, the number one defense in all of football. Aaron Rodgers doesn't even get touched, not so much as sniffed, and they rush for over 200 yards with it's running back du jour, you know, it's right. The soup of the day that back there. It doesn't matter. So they are phenomenal that way. That should just be a great matchup.
Yeah. Mark Schlereth, our weekly guest here, talking NFL. Aaron Rodgers is, I think he's a wizard. And if you look at his statistics, he might be having his best year, 50 touchdowns over 5 interceptions, including the playoffs. Yet if you look at his history in the NFC Championship game, it hasn't been stellar. The interception rate has been up. Do you read into that at all? Is that just coincidence? Is he now helped by the fact that he's playing his first NFC Championship game at Lambeau, but what do you make of his failings in the NFC Championship game earlier?
Well, I think, one, you're playing against, you know, you're playing against another team, another defense, and another football team that has earned their way to that position. So, you know, you're not playing the blind sisters of the poor. You're playing the second-best team or one of the best teams in the NFC. So, you've got that part of it going. And then the other part is, this is a new offense. You know, this is an offense under Matt LaFleur that's different than anything Aaron Rodgers had played in before. Whereas, and this is straight from Aaron Rodgers, you know, during Mike McCarthy's time, we were a matchup offense. It was find the matchup and exploit the matchup. We're a much better scheme offense now. Whereas, like, I think one of the things that really good coaches do, and this is something that I just, you know, talking to a lot of coaches and talking to GMs and talking to people around the league, the great coaches say, okay, we're going to throw it 35 times in this particular game. I'm going to take 12 of those throws off your plate. Like, there's going to be 12 simple completions for you where you don't even have to think. So let me take that off and get you down to, you know, whatever the math is left over, 23 times where you actually have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take 12 of those off your plate. And, you know, from a scheme standpoint, like the way it works with most teams in the NFL is, hey, on first and second down, we're going to attack scheme, right? We're going to run whatever route combination we run, whatever play action we run, we're going to attack you with our scheme. Third down, we're going to match up. Third down, we're going to say, where's Davante Adams? I'm going to go find it, right?
Right.
So that's kind of how it works. I had one defense coordinator tell me when facing Aaron Rodgers, he goes, If they're successful on first down, if it's second down and four, I would just as soon on second and four call timeout and just give them a first down. It's like the intentional walk. Like, hey, no, you right. guys can have first down again. Let's start over from first. Because if it's second down and four, he's just going to eviscerate you. Everything's at his disposal. You have no chance. And that's how good he is. And it's really interesting. When I was I'd love to sit down and continue to pick his brain. I had about a 45-minute Zoom call with him this year. And one of the things he told me that is different than any other quarterback has told me this year, he goes, when I think about what you're playing on the back end, it starts in the front end. So I was taught, by the quarterback coach, I think, in Arizona right now, who was in Green Bay when he first got into the league.
Tom Clemens.
Tom Clemens. Yeah. So he was taught by Tom to understand fronts and how fronts tie into blitz, how fronts tie into the back end. So based on the front you play, I know which safety's rotating down before you rotate them down. Based on the front you play, I know what pressures you can bring out of that front, whether it's, Mike Sam or Mike Will or strong safety Sam, whatever it is. I know what blitz potential comes from that, and then I know what coverage you play behind that just based on the front that you line up. Did you line up in a 25? Did you line up in a 57? Did you line up in a 56? Did you line up in a 4-3? Did you line up in a 45 or a 49? I know based upon the front that you line up in what you're going to play on the back end.
Yeah.
It's fascinating because he's the only guy that I have talked to that plays the quarterback position that looks at it not from the back forward, but looks at it from the front back.
Wow.
And it's just a fascinating conversation. And, you understand why he only throws 5 picks a year.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's pretty sense.
Mark,
explains it.
Great stuff as always, man. Yeah. We appreciate the insight. Enjoy the football this weekend.